invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. A year ago, when Luigi Basto left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basto in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, wonderful thing about America is it the inventions that they got that to save a time for the housewife in the kitchen. She's a used electric food slicer. Saves the time in the kitchen. She's a used electric range, a dishwasher, mixer master. Saves the time in the kitchen. American housewife, she's a saver so much of time, she's a never eat in the kitchen, and she's a go out to eat in a restaurant. It's really wonderful what American people, they do with electricity. They got electric razor, electric clock, electric blanket. Maybe you don't believe it, but even the milk of cows are by electric. I think it's called a milkshake. Must be very interesting to watch. So someday, I'm going to go out to a farm. I'm got to see how they plug the cow into the wall. This morning, I'm receive a letter from electric company which say I owe them $27. I'm never have such a big bill, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to pay anyhow. Over here, electric companies are very big, and they got to what is called bulb snatchers. If you don't pay your bill, they send over a man and he's a snatch out of your bulb. And Mamma Mia, I don't want this to happen to me. So I think I go now to my night school and ask my teacher, Miss Spalding, for advice.
Attention, class, class. Let's be quiet. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Harwin?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
47 years ago, our forefathers,
Mr. Schultz, are you present?
Who do you think was just talking, Abraham Lincoln?
Thank you, fellow boomers. You know, I really should be on the radio.
Please.
Oh, just think of it. Amos and Schultz.
Very funny. Now, class, our lesson for today is... Oh, Mr. Basco, you have your hand raised. What for?
For electric bill.
Electric bill?
You ask a silly question, you get a silly answer.
Well, you see, Miss Spalding, I'm going to get a big bill for my electric...
Well, I'll be glad to help you, Mr. Basco, but after class. Now, let's turn to our grammar lesson, which I hope you've all studied. Now, who give us a sentence demonstrating a subject, verb, and object? Anybody? Will anybody volunteer? Mr. Schultz?
With a wife and three kids, I should volunteer. I wait till I'm drafted.
Miss
Walden. Oh, very good, Mr. Horowitz.
Subject, Mary, verb, love.
And the object?
Well,
come now. Mary loves who?
Well, tell her. The Iceman, the whole neighborhood.
Mr. Schultz, that is no way to learn anything.
Well, Mary ain't talking. How else are you going to find out?
I would like to
buy. Oh, there he goes again. Schmarkop.
Thank you, Mr. Olsen.
In the sentence, I call the policeman. A is subject, call it verb. Policeman is object.
A excellent.
Thank you, Miss Balding. I always try to be a good student. I study hard all night. I try to learn just as much as possible.
Oh, what a show off. How can a man with one hat know so much?
Please, Mr. Schultz. Now, who can conjugate the verb in Mr. Olson's sentence? Mr. Horowitz?
I don't know.
Mr. Basco?
I'm a no-no.
Mr. Schultz?
I pass. You better deal out the new question.
Well, Mr. Olson, I suppose you'll have to show the class.
Sure. I call the policeman, you call the policeman, he calls the policeman, she calls the policeman, they call the policeman.
Him as a policeman behavior.
Please be quiet. Mr. Olson, that was excellent. Now, in the sentence, I call a policeman, what word is the adjective? Mr. Basco?
$27.
What? Where did the $27 come from?
Bill of some electric company.
I see we're back to that again. Very well, what's your problem?
Electric company is a sentiment bill for $27. But I'm going to never have a such a big bill. Is it too much for one a month? Miss Spaulding, what they do to me if I don't pay them?
They call the policeman, we call the policeman.
Oh, stop that, Mr. Schultz, please. Now, Mr. Basco, you needn't be frightened. If you feel that the electric company's overcharging you, just go down there and I'm sure they'll make an adjustment.
Yeah, a simple adjustment. Click, click, you're sitting with candles.
Schultz, you think they're going to turn off my lights?
No, what if they do turn off your lights? Smile, Luigi. You know, Washington didn't lose electricity and he became president. Jefferson didn't lose electricity and he became president. Lincoln didn't use electricity and he became president. Luigi, if they turn off your lights, you know what's liable to happen to you?
What?
You're liable to fall down the steps and break your neck.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, what's the matter? You look so sad. Like a little boat that's a dragon is a peep behind.
Well, Pasquale, this morning I'm going to get a big electric bill. I'm going to know what to do. Miss Bowling is to say go to the company. Schultz is to say no. I'm all mixed up.
Sure. Go to everybody but your friend Pasquale. He was to bring you from all the country. What's happening? Nothing. Why are you all the time like a crazy fella who's to try to get in the house through the back door, the side door, and the window? When I'm here, you could have come straight to the stoop.
Pasquale, you're so right. Nobody's a bigger stupid than you.
It's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, to come out a different. Tell me, little man, you're so worried about your electric bill. How big is it?
Just a little piece of paper, about 4 by 5.
No, I mean, how much money they ask?
$27.
No doubts about it, Luigi, after suspension. I tell you, Luigi, I like you. I got a plan for you where you're never going to pay electric company one penny.
How you do that?
It's simple. I'm going to run a wire from a my spaghetti palace into your store to cost you nothing.
You do this for me, Pasquale?
Monsieur. And every time you want to lie, so you come into my place to turn on a switch. You don't mind to do that, do you?
Of course not, Pasquale. And where is this switch you're going to be?
In my daughter Rose's room.
But Pasquale, is it not tonight? If I'm going to put on the lights at the night, the Rose is sleeping, how am I going to go into her room?
You knock on the door, you say, Rose, open up. It's your husband, Luigi.
No, Pasquale, it's no use. I'm not going to marry your daughter. She's too fat.
Fat. Always with that four-letter word, F-A-T-A. Rose is enough fat. She's only worth 250 pounds.
Well, I'm going to like to marry a girl who's worth half of that.
125 pounds? Luigi, that's a ghost. That's a skinless and a boneless. What do you want to marry, a girl or a sardine?
Pasquale, I'm not going to marry Rosa. If you don't want to help me, I'm going to take a chance. I go to the company myself and ask them why this bill is so much.
Bill? Luigi, how you like I explain to you why they charge you so much money?
Please, Pasquale.
Well, for instance, you got a bridge lamp for your store.
Yes, sir.
Dumbbell, what for? You don't play bridge. Now, here's something else. You know, every time you press the switch, you put on a light at the cost of your penny.
I'm heard about that, Pasquale.
Yeah, let me see how you put on a light.
All right, sir.
Oh, just like I'm a thought. You press the heavy with the thumb at the cost of your 2 cents. Rose is the cost of 4 cents. Oh, forget that. Now, when you press the switch on and off all day, 30, 40 times, what should happen? You waste the 50, 60 cents.
What about you, Pasquale?
Me, it should never cost a penny.
How come?
I'm never press the switch. I leave the lights on all the time.
Mamma mia, is there so much to learn?
Monsieur. I'm in a lot of tricks. Electric companies are never charging me when I'm using electric razor. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm always a shaver with a straight razor, and while I'm a shave, I'm going to go...
Oh, but, Scotty, you're smart. Maybe I buy straight razor and go...
Not just so loud. Electric companies, they hear you. They charge you just the same.
Oh, Pasquale, isn't so much to learn.
Monsieur. Luigi, more than a wife, you need a love and a father-in-law.
Pasquale, I would like to have you for father-in-law.
Fine, and I throw in a Rosa.
I'm no cat.
All right, you big stupid greenhorn boob. Go to the electric company. You see what's happened to you? You see here on your bill where it say kilowatts?
Yes, sir.
They got you on a murder charge. You've been killing them.
Mamma mia.
But this said I got to give you the electric chair.
No.
What's the matter? If you not going to pay electric bill, they know can turn on the juice. You're going to sit there the rest of your life to laugh at the stock of the convict.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And if so, Mamma Mia, I'm still not to go to electric company because I'm afraid there's going to be trouble. I'm going to try to figure out to myself why electric bill is so much. So I'm going to take a ball by the ceiling to find out where electricity is coming from. I'm going to stick my finger in a little hole and feel it out. Mamma mia, I'm going to feel like Uncle Pietro's goat is kicking me in the head. I'm going to run and tell this to Pasquale, and he's going to tell me that's to happen to everybody who's going to pay his bill. Electric company is sending him a shock. Anyway, Pasquale is scaring me so much about electric company, I'm not going to know what to do. So I'm sitting here wondering where I'm going to get a $27 and when the door is open up.
Luigi, my fellow pooper. Well, did you straighten out everything with the electric company?
No, sure, sir. I'm too afraid to go there. And I'm not got enough for money to pay this bill.
Oh, don't be so sad. Luigi, be like me, always smiling. Remember, like we say in the delicatessen business, every road is got a turning, and every salami is got a burning.
What's the matter, Schultz?
I had a little salami today. Gonna cheer up, Luigi. Smile.
It's impossible to smile, Schultz. You know, if I'm not going to pay this bill, can electric company do something bad to me?
Stop worrying, Luigi. Even if they throw you out in the street, My family would be glad to have you. You come and sleep with us. Yeah? We all sleep in one big comfortable bed. Yeah. Me, my wife, my three children, my brother Ludwig, his uncle Hans, my cousin Hugo, my cousin Wolfgang, and Wolfgang's accountant, Karl.
It's the accountant, Karl. He's always a sleeper with your family?
Sure. He keeps the books to see whose turn it is to use the mattress. Oh, come on, Luigi. You're going to love sleeping with us.
No, no, thanks for sure, sir. I think it's going to be too much trouble.
What trouble? It's a pushover. In the middle of the night, we all get up and yell, pushover. Smile, Luigi. I'm trying to cheer you up.
I'm afraid it's no use for sure.
Now, Luigi, if you're going to act like that, you might as well go to the company and get it over with.
But it sure time I never go there. What am I going to say?
But you always talk how you want to be like an American. Well, act like an American. Go right down there and talk.
Schultz, you give me courage. Thanks. I'm going to go right there now.
Good. And Luigi, be happy. And remember, it's always darkest before the dawn. Especially if you don't pay the electric bill. Goodbye and smile, Luigi. Smile. Oh, my rheumatism is killing me.
America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean, I bring my devotion.
Huh. Coming to work, Edison a building. Mamma mia, it's a big building. Some of them, maybe I invented something, and they make a big building just for me. What am I can invent? I know. Something that's going to save lives. Banana without a peel. Sure. You eat a banana, it's nothing to throw away. Nobody's a slip and a break of their neck. I can see just now. The Bosco Banana Building. 26 floors are high. No, 27. I'm gonna have a one floor to keep it appeals. Oh, Luigi, you're gonna be a bigger man. You're gonna have a 3 secretaries. One is just to say, good morning, Mr. Bosco. One is to say, time for your lunch, Mr. Bosco. And one is to say, better put on your rubbers. It's raining outside, Mr. Bosco. Who's gonna say good night to Mr. Bosco? Not enough for help. I'm gonna hire another secretary. Luigi, stop the dreaming. You better go inside and find out about your bill. There's a lot of people in here. I'm gonna wonder where I should have gone.
Pardon me, sir. You seem kind of lost here. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm gonna get a bill for $27 and I'm
gonna. Just take it over to any one of the men behind those bars.
Behind at the bar.
Yes, you see those little cages? You know who those men are?
Must be the customers who don't pay their bills.
No, they're cashiers. Come, I'll take you over there.
No, no, lady, don't push her. I'm going to go there.
All right. You do want to pay your bill, don't you?
Yes, but a disability wasn't too much.
Well, in that case, I'll take you to the complaints department.
Please, lady, don't make a complaint on me.
Oh, don't worry. Just come with me. Our manager will talk to you.
All right.
What is it, Miss Burton?
Mr. Clyde, Mr. Basco, one of our customers, claims his last bill has a discrepancy.
Please, I'm going to want to make a trouble. Isn't no discrepancy, is it just a mistake?
Well, thank you, Miss Burton.
You're welcome. I'll get the records on Mr. Basco.
Now then, Mr. Basco, I think we can settle your difficulty right away.
Good.
Believe me, we don't want to overcharge our customers. When the bill shows an irregularity, it may usually be traced to a technical maladjustment arising out of subnormal wiring conditions. Is that clear?
Huh?
Do you follow me?
Are you going someplace?
Let me clear this up for you. Sometimes we find the customer is using a lot of current quite accidentally. Tell me, do you have any shorts?
Yes, I want a pair. I'm wearing them now.
That's not what I meant.
Mr. Clyde, I brought you Mr. Basco's file.
Thank you, Miss Burton. Now let me see. Here's some of your recent electric bills. Seem to all be rather regular. Let's see. October $2, November $2.10, December $3?
Well, you see, I was a Santa Claus for the kids in my block, and it was a bigger Christmas tree. How about the fun of those bambinos?
Yes. And now, January was $2.18, February $1.93, March $5.
Oh, yes, sir. Was a vacuum cleaner salesman in my store. And I'm not going to get rid of him for a whole week. But you see, I'm going to never have such a big bill like a $27.
Yes, it does seem rather strange, but I assure you our company is not out to get your money.
I know that. Then why'd they want it?
We are a million-dollar corporation, sharing our dividends with thousands of subscribers.
Huh? How you do this?
Well, I'll try to explain. No doubt you've seen some of our institutional advertising. Now, we show our entire capital structure in terms of a big pie. Now, if you will imagine...
Pardon me, what's the kind of pie, apple or a huckleberry?
We're just speaking figuratively. It's symbolic.
Oh, symbolic of pie.
Yes. Well, that pie belongs to thousands of stockholders and customers like yourself. Old ladies with pensions. Retired railroad workers.
But I'm no like a pie.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that in the form of reduced cost of operations to you, you are actually obtaining a slice of that pie.
I'm rather have a piece of cake.
Mr. Basco, try to understand. We don't want your $27 if it doesn't belong to us. In fact, last year, our company made a huge profit and returned it to its stockholders. Why, do you know what happened when that pie was opened?
The birds began to sing.
Never mind, that's the last straw.
Eat the pie with a straw?
Please, leave. That $27 bill is yours and you'll have to pay it. We'll have a man over there in 1 hour.
But the...
Good day, sir. The birds began to sing.
Hey, Luigi, where you been all day? Hey, you look like a monkey that just got hit by a wrench.
Oh, but Squally, what a trouble I'm having. Managers say because I'm not pay $27, I'm going to steal a huckleberry pie from my old lady's pension.
What?
Worse than that. If I'm not pay my bill, I'm going to get run over by a retired railroad train.
What are you talking about? We used to be electric company.
But, Squally, managers talk so much about his pie, I don't know if I'm in electric company or the bakery.
What's the matter with you? You going crazy? Next time you take a shorter haircut, don't let the barber cut out of your brain.
Please, there's no time for joking. Man is coming any minute to take away my electric. Pasquale, what am I going to do?
Pasquale, what am I going to do? Turns to your right. Now to take out your electric, you got to go live in a gas house in district.
No.
Worse than that. Word to get around that Luigi Basco is an okay... Drew Pearson is a find out. He should tell the Congress. Congress is a veto your electric bill and send you back at the whistle.
Mama dear, what I gonna do?
Now settle it down. Be calm, Luigi. I couldn't save you. I got a money.
Please, Pasquale. I'd do anything if you were helping me.
Even to marry Rosa?
Pasquale, that's not anything. That's everything.
Donna, look, it's so sad, Luigi. It's not every fella in Chicago can marry Rosa.
You should have known, Pasquale. You tried.
That's right, and I picked you. Now I'm going to call you finance. Rosa. Rosa. Rosa.
You called me, Papa.
Yes. Come here, little doll. Say hello to your sweetheart.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, don't just stand there, Rosa.
pucker up for to show Luigi what he can do.
Luigi. You want to see me catch my nose with my tongue?
Oh, shut up, you pig!
Well, Luigi, your troubles is all over. Yeah. Hey, what's to happen? Who put out the light?
Hey, is it dark?
Oh, my God, have I got it?
Rosie, get your hands off of my neck.
It's no fuse, bud. Aren't you on the electric company? I just came to Earth, Mr. Basker's right.
Then why is it dark in a Pasquale's story here?
Yeah. I noticed something this cockeye down in Basker's carriage. You see, somebody's done a neat little job of switching wires.
Now, who would do a thing like that?
Wait a minute, it's illegal.
Pasquale.
Is it just a little joke, Luigi? I got to pay the $27 a bill. Here, Mr. Electrician.
Okay. Well, then you don't need me.
Hey, Luigi, don't go away now. Wait for my turn.
Goodbye, Papa.
It's John here.
Keep quiet.
Hey. You sound cute, honey. I'm not doing anything tonight.
Huh? Well, that's good.
Wait a minute. I'll go down and turn on the light.
No, no.
Oh.
Rosa, when electrician and man comes back, be extra nice to him. Eh? Hey, the light's on. Here he comes, Rosa.
Hello, Mr. Electrician Man.
What's the matter? Where are you going, my son?
Goodbye, Papa.
So, Mamma Mia, big lesson I'm a learn today is American companies, they never try to take away from you what they don't belong to them, because they're not really owned by rich millionaires. They owned by a veterans, a widows, a retired people, and a Boy Scout. I guess that these must be poor millionaires. Another wonderful thing I'm going to find out about America. Common people, they have shares in a company. It's called the common stock. Someday, your son of Luigi is going to own so much stock, is there going to be no place in a house, so I keep him in a yard. That's going to be called the Luigi Basco's stock yard. Of course, I'm going to spray with a sweet air, so it's going to smell better. Anyway, Mamma Mia, I'm a follow the American dream, which is to go from rags to riches. So far, I'm taking the first step to being a millionaire. Only 1 year in America, and already I'm a pauper. Your 11th son, Luigi Pasco, the little immigrant.
I should bring you to the fire hose. You're about to be written by Max Benoff and Lou Diamond, and directed by Max Benoff. J. Carroll Master Stardust, Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as the This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.